1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Matt Piper in New York. The Ohio State Highway Patrol is out with a video showing a local police officer releasing a canine dog to attack an unarmed black man who was surrendering. CBS's Astrid Martinez.
Do not release the dog with his hands up.
Ohio State Highway Patrol says troopers were attempting to make the arrest when Circleville Police Officer Ryan Speakman deployed his canine. Brian Higgins is an assistant professor at the John Jay School of Criminal Justice.
What would indicate to that officer that he should have not released that dog?
When we see a supervisor in a state police ordering that officer not to release the dog, that's the order that should have carried the day.
Dozens of people were watching a golf tournament in Billings, Montana, when the deck they were on collapsed. KTVQ-TV's Charlie Kleps.
Michael Garcia never expected to be spending his Sunday here in a hospital bed at Billings Clinic.
It sounded like breaking wood, and then we were on the ground.
Garcia was one of the dozens standing on deck at the Briarwood Country Club Saturday evening when it collapsed.
I tried to get up, and I couldn't move, so then I just laid back down, and I was more concerned just about my wife and a lot of my friends that are just right there hurt.
The Department of Justice is threatening to take Texas to court over efforts to block migrants from crossing the Rio Grande River. Correspondent Skyler Henry.
The DOJ says the floating barrier poses navigation and public safety risks and presents humanitarian concerns. On Friday, Governor Abbott tweeted, "Texas has the sovereign authority to defend our border," adding the tragic humanitarian crisis on the border was created because of President Biden's refusal to secure it.
In Houston, police are still looking for whoever shot five people at an after-hours lounge. Assistant Police Chief Ben Tan says an officer got to the scene pretty quickly.
Fortunately, our officer was nearby and was flagged down, was able to approach the scene, make it safe, and most important thing is to provide first aid.
There is no cooling off for millions of people in the South and Southwest. CBS's Christian Benavides.
Sweltering and unrelenting. More than 110 million people experiencing severe high temperatures Sunday. The predicted highs across the Southwest in the triple digits. South Florida is under an excessive heat warning for the third time in a week.
Country music star Jason Aldean defends himself and his song Try That in a Small Town during a weekend concert in Cincinnati amid heavy criticism over the track.
I love my country, I love my family, and I will do anything to protect that. I can tell you that right now.
Critics have described Aldean's song as pro-guns and pro-violence. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interest in science, history, culture and cuisine. Viking chairman Torsten Hagen often says Viking offers experiences for the thinking person with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
We're going abroad for the first time in years to Spain. So we started using Babbel
and started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
lows around 57 overnight under mainly clear skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 88. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow night, lows level off around 61, partly cloudy skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Your hometown station for news, talk, and sports. Locally grown radio is 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
And a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, Dom, a new location, the inaugural edition, live on State and Dayton. We're in the world headquarters, baby.
Dude, State Street in Madison, there's no place that I would rather be today than right here with you.
The shiny new Mad Radio WMDX Studios, Solidarity Realty Studios, Civic Media Studios. And who let you in here?
I know.
I mean, the fact that you're in Madison right beside me on this glorious day.
I know, the inaugural day. Come on, man. I would not miss this for the world. It sounds good. It's crisp. It's clean. And we're going to have a hell of a day today.
I wish my shirt was more slimming.
Don't worry, Crudy.
I know we're a radio product.
It's not the shirt, man.
Oh. I should have worn a dark color. The visual representation, but, you know, we're radio product, but the world walking by on State Street, Tom. I love it's like a magical place here.
It truly is. Coming down Washington Street today, looking at the Capitol. It used to be our beat for a long time, man. We came down here every day.
What do you mean used to be?
Well,
I was in that building last Thursday.
I don't come down as much as I used to.
I keep in that building. Yeah. Do you know? And we're going to build up to this someday soon. It's been nearly 10 years since we were arrested in that building.
I can't even believe it, man. 10 years?
July 24th, 2013.
Wow.
So we're going to have to build up. We're going to have to do something big for that day.
Yeah, I think so.
Like a victory over the man party.
Where's Jeff Scott Olson when you need him?
Well, he's probably making money doing something better, waiting for us to get arrested again or something.
Yeah, it won't take too long.
Dominic, let's turn our attention towards the politics. And sadly, Scott Walker.
Wah, wah, wah. I mean, we still got to deal with this guy?
The former gubernator of the great state of Wisconsin is out there making desperate pleas at this very minute for Donald Trump to please come to the debate that his Young Adolphs Association.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, my bad.
Yes. We're going to be accurate on these.
They're apparently the brand sponsor of the Milwaukee debate August 23rd. And Scott Walker's got a bit of a vested interest in making sure Trump shows up. Is that the deal?
I think so. I mean, it's hard to listen. I mean, Scott Walker leading the Young America's Foundation is now, as they put it, you know, the the collector of youth. He organizes
the indoctrinator
youth.
Of youth.
He is the inspirer of the youth of America these days, man. He's getting all the conservatives on campus to rally up, and they're going to want to come down and see some Donald Trump. And if Donald Trump doesn't show up, and I don't think he will, if Donald Trump does not show up, I don't think it bodes very well for Scott Walker.
Former gubernator Scott Walker from Wisconsin, Republican, says he thinks it would be a mistake for former President Trump not to attend the upcoming Republican presidential primary debates, as the former president threatens to skip it. The race is certain. I haven't done the wanker in a long time. It's sort of a nasal monotone.
Isn't it's pretty bad. I don't miss it. So please butcher it. Go ahead.
The race is certainly his to lose right now. He's an unconventional candidate.
Yes, that what he is.
When some people talked about him not going to the upcoming debate in August in Milwaukee, I think that would be a mistake. Walker apparently making it on the CNN with the Dana Bash Inside Politics on Monday. Now, Trump, your buddy, your birthday soulmate, Donald Trump, has not committed to the first GOP presidential primary debate set to take place next month in Milwaukee. And Jason Miller, you know, the big roundheaded guy, apparently tried to slip an abortive pill into his pregnant girlfriend's martini or something.
Yeah, the best people.
Jason Miller, longtime advisor to Trump and really got awful human being as near as I could tell, said last week on the Hill on the News Nation that the former president was, his quote, unlikely to participate in at least the first two debates, citing the polls showing that Trump is far and away the front runner in the race for the Republican nomination. Now, when you say far and away, most recent polling I saw hit Trump up 39 on DeSantis. Trump 56, DeSantis 17.
That's far and away.
That is far and away.
And that's DeSantis in second place.
Oh, here it is. Morning's consult poll found 56% of potential GOP primary voters back Trump. Here's what Walker said. I try not to breathe any life into him, but I can't do the Walker. Even with the lead, I think right now, the more he's out there directly engaged with the other candidates, the better off for him, Walker said.
I absolutely disagree with that. I don't think Trump
wants
to.
He's up by 39.
He has nowhere to go but down. Yeah, exactly. He's had nowhere to go but down. And someone like Chris Christie, if he gets on the debate stage, will light his ass up.
Well, slow down. Slow down. I saw Rick Wilson earlier today. Rick Wilson, occasional guest on the Todd Alba show, Rick Wilson, Republican strategist. He was connected in some weird way to Scott Walker way, way back when Scott Walker was a rising star and not a used to be somebody. I could have been a contender.
That could have been.
Walker ran against Trump in the Republican presidential campaign in 16 before he dropped out of the race. The former Wisconsin governor said, as he saw in the first or second debate in 2016, this guy dominates the stage. Even if you've got a great record, that only gets you on the stage. Yeah, look at you, Scott Walker. You've got to be equally as bold when you go out and make the case to the American voters. And Donald Trump did that 8 years ago.
Yeah, when he put a cigarette out on your ass, Scott Walker, and then you got out of the race after polling 0.0 and begging anybody in the media to talk to you after that last debate. And you specifically stated the reason for your withdrawal was so that another conservative could step up and a true conservative.
He was clearing the field, wasn't he?
Yes, yes, yes. God called him to quit.
One more quote from
So Baker. God called Scott Walker a quitter. I just want to be clear.
Told him, Scott, quit. For the sake of humanity, be a quitter. And one more wanker quote.
Oh, my.
And he's a prize fighter.
What?
Prize fighters belong in the ring defending their title. And that's where you should be today, Walker said.
Ooh, be careful when you talk to the man.
Unlike you, you're not a prize fighter. You're more of like a cross-country guy. I heard he ran track in high school, Dom.
Glass Joe.
Now, the Republican National Committee says candidates must vow to back the eventual of event. Damn it.
Well,
eventual.
Eventual?
My first misspeak in the new studios. Yeah, it was bound to happen.
It won't be your last.
The eventual GOP presidential nominee to debate, which Trump has refused to do so far, stating, It would depend on who the nominee was.
No, give me, let's talk about
I'll
that.
I'll support
for a minute.
Myself.
Of course I will. And anyone could say that. What are you going to do? If you, you know, say Chris Christie gets on the stage, say, yeah, I'll support Trump. Hey, you know, has it terrible, doesn't support Trump. Nobody supports Trump except Trump and the cult.
So just lie and say you're going to support Trump.
What's the recourse?
Remember in 16 when they asked people to raise your hand, like, who will support the eventual Republican nominee? Everybody raised their hands except Trump.
Trump.
What did Aaron Somers, our fine producer today, what was it that Scott Walker said? Because if you'll recall, Walker actually debated Trump, and it didn't go so well for the Wankinator. Something about, we don't need another apprentice, sir. Play it for the people. Refresh their memory.
Mr. Trump, we don't need an apprentice in the White House.
Do you hear the golf
tepid
clap there?
Close.
And then he had one more, and this one really sold everyone on Scott Walker as the alternative.
And you know he like practiced this one. And this was going to be, this is up out of the park. This you warmed him up.
He hammed it up in front of the mirror.
Yeah, you got it going. And then he followed up with all the things you wouldn't elect Scott Walker to be. Play it, please, Aaron.
You wouldn't hire me to be a neurosurgeon. You wouldn't hire me to run condos. You wouldn't hire me to run HP. You probably wouldn't hire me to run the United States Senate.
I wouldn't hire you to run down a list of things I wouldn't hire you to do, Scott Walker. You can't even do that. Stumbling over your own words.
I would not hire him to mow my lawn.
I would not hire him to pick up the dog poo.
Oh, maybe. Because I really don't like that job. And Scott Walker seems about as qualified as anyone.
I have no faith. I think he'd be one of those like smeared on the ground and get like half of it and half of it still there. I have no faith in the dog poo picker-upping skills of Scott Walker, at least based on his speeches and certainly based on his governance.
So the self-interested head of the Young Adolf's Foundation.
Young America's Foundation.
Oh, thank you for the correction.
You're welcome.
Is imploring the guy that crushed him in the debate to now show up and debate.
The guy who received a message from God to tell him to leave the last election. God told you to leave that election so a true conservative could rise up.
Yeah, but now he's got self-interest in the outcome. Well, what?
Did God?
He needs Trump on that debate.
Was there an update
stage
from God? I'm just curious. I mean, since that's what he said, was this his own decision or did God have a part of this?
Dear God, it's Scott.
I got it, Scott.
I know I'm contradicting your last message, but this time I want Trump on the stage.
And they're really paying me well over at the YAF.
And I really want the job. And Trump would be what? He would be only eligible for one more term as the president. So that would be a good thing from Scott Walker's point of view, because his contract's going to run out. And what's next for Scotty?
Oh, I can't wait.
He's got some money in the bank now. Probably, if you'll recall, when he unsuccessfully ran for the presidency, he made a FEC filing, Federal Elections Commission filing. And he had a net negative worth of minus $73,000.
That means he was worth more
dead than alive. I think he might have a positive net worth.
Well, no, man, getting paid by YAF, to inspire those young kids. I mean, he's doing a hell of a job, Brownie.
I bet they've retained a lot of gold during World War II. Young Adolphs, are they called?
Young America's Foundation.
That might be a different group.
Yeah, it's totally, barely different.
Scott Walker, begging you, Trump, please come to Milwaukee.
No, Scott Walker or Donald Trump, do not come to Milwaukee.
Dominic, we're here in Madison. The Solidarity Realties, the Mad Radio Studios, shiny and new. Hardly word stumbled in yet.
Hardly.
Come back with us. We'll get the phones working. We'll take your calls, perhaps. 844-967-2789. A lot of hot headlines, and I'll get about half of them right.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, That's design.garden.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 540 AM WAUK.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 62 overnight, under mainly clear skies, west winds around 5 miles an hour. Daytime highs approaching 87. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 64. Partly cloudy Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s. Chance for scattered storms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. On 540 AM WAUK. 92.7 WMDX.
The Devil's Advocates know how to kick ass and chew bubblegum, and we're all out of bubblegum.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy, happy days. Join us. Got the new studio, got the new lines. Everything's running. It's great. Join us, 844-967-2789.
Not only can I see the texters on my cell phone, but they're right here at the studio wall. Here's a few examples. I was born and raised in Madison. This, I believe, Jeff from Sherwood, trash talking again. It's coming sort of a popular troll here. Yeah, yeah. Your boss's neighbor's
Well, he should be very happy that things are running very smoothly right now.
Now, he makes this claim. I was born and raised in Madison. Actually, drove cars on State Street many times legally, but once in my buddy's 55 Chevy at midnight, we were pulled over. If I still lived there, I would not have allowed you lacrosse dudes to enjoy my city. Yeah, well, you don't, Jeff. You don't. You live in Sherwood. Another one. Walker is begging to get cucked by Trump again. This time in his home state. What a pathetic loser.
The who's the her.
And another one. I love the burning dumpster fire that is DeSantis. You know, Walker 2.0. Very excited for that potential matchup.
Well, very, very close to home.
Well, Dominic, I found a headline. DeSantis has entered a familiar cycle that often ends in collapse. Reporter, what I tell you, Ron DeSantis was a 90-day candidate. And the expiration date, right around Labor Day. That's the second one, right?
Yep.
August 31st. I should know, it's my wedding anniversary.
You should know.
Have a hell of a time keeping that one straight. This one at the Raw Story Plus, one of my favorite sources. Florida gubernator Ron DeSantis is resetting his stalled presidential campaign, where he's been losing ground to frontrunner Donald Trump, either despite or because of the former president getting indicted on dozens of felony charges in two separate jurisdictions. Semifor reports that DeSantis has decided to switch things up. He's switching things up.
Switching it up. All right.
After failing to gain traction for several months now, and he's even conducting an interview with CNN's Jake Tapper, despite his longstanding policy of not speaking to mainstream news organizations.
Yeah, I mean, if it's for just a moment here, I mean, if you're going to run for a national office like that, I mean, how do you avoid the regular press? You know what I mean? Really, really, dude? Are you that bad that your handlers won't let you get near someone who might ask you a legitimate question?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
I mean, he is that bad.
That's terrible.
You know, 23 days to the Iowa State Fair. Remember when Scott Walker was there on the stump, on the
bales of hay?
The hay bales.
Yeah, yeah.
And the protesters came out, and they were, you know, Scott Walker sucks kind of science.
And Scott Walker literally, like, like grab their sign.
Trying to pull the sign out of individual protesters'
hands. I mean, that's
hands.
One way to look at it. The other way would be to have a government official trying to suppress your free speech rights, which, of course, Walker did over and over and over and over again here in the Capitol.
And he also told Casey Hunt at that time with MSNBC that he would strongly contemplate building a northern wall as well.
I mean, why not eastern and western wall? I mean, let's just get to it. You know what I mean? Let's solve all of our problems with walls.
Could we wall off the coastal elites? More from this article. Reporter Shelby Talbot argues that this news doesn't mean DeSantis has finished as a presidential contender. I argue it does. But he has entered a familiar cycle that often ends in collapse for political campaigns.
We've seen this trip before.
See the aforementioned Scott Walker, right? That said, DeSantis donor Dan Eberhardt tells Talcott that it's a good sign that DeSantis has recognized the need to switch up his strategy, as it shows he isn't simply content to stall as Wisconsin gubernator Scotty Walker did in 2016. I mean, that day-old bread just got hard on the show.
Now, Scott Walker, I don't recall going ever went through a retooling of the campaign. There were plenty of tools in that campaign. He didn't redo any of them.
This campaign is smart to adapt, he explained, this rich guy. Scott Walker's campaign was too heavy, and he didn't make changes soon enough. DeSantis' campaign is ahead of the curve and is making the tough choices that will enable him to win. I laugh as I say this. That will enable him to win in the early primary states and beyond. He will not go beyond. He will never make it to Iowa. I don't think he makes it to the caucus.
The report also says DeSantis may have deliberately picked Tapper, who does not give easy interviews, in order to potentially engineer a confrontation similar to Trump's CNN town hall to generate new interest. New interest.
You know, I would like to be the journalist that makes Ron DeSantis cry in Iowa. And I think you could be my sidekick.
You think so?
I was the first one that interviewed Scott Walker. At least I was amongst the press gavel. The first public event after September 21st of 2015, after Scott Walker publicly pulled himself from the race. And remember our buddy looked sort of like Abraham Lincoln when Walker said he was quitting?
He started clapping.
Arthur clapped. Yeah. I mean, sting a little.
Oh,
for the man,
so
you know, you're out there.
I know, but listen, let me
worst
listen.
Moment of his life for the guy he's cheering for.
Scott Walker was not a smart campaigner. I mean, all the politics aside.
You wouldn't hire him to be the president.
I wouldn't hire him to run a campaign.
President.
The guy'd show up at a mom and pop diner with a stage and lights and microphone system and sound system. And I mean, it was total overkill. You see these consultants and who ended up getting many of them probably, what, 10 cents or
they got
50
paid.
Cents on the dollar.
Oh, Scott Walker did stop.
There was some negotiating going on in the back.
Negotiated for less than full settlement amounts.
Right, dude. But I mean, no, you don't need that kind of. He was a mark. So all the consultants come out and say, oh my God, look at this guy, Scott Walker. He's going to go to Ray's Diner down the street and set up a $50,000 stage for the guy. 50? There's no way. He can get it for five. Don't worry, it's Scott Walker. I mean, he is just terrible. He's terrible all the way around. And DeSantis is just as bad.
You know, Scott Walker ended his campaign over, what, like $1.5 million in debt? You know how he made that money up?
Oh, selling his list.
Email addresses. Yeah. You had to give Scott Walker at least a dollar or two because I gave him your email.
Thanks.
And I got a Friends of Scott Walker email.
Yes.
You know the one thing absent here from the shiny new Mad Radio Studios?
The Scott Walker Worship Satan bumper sticker?
Exactly! Where is it? I feel naked. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates. Phone calls from you accepted here. I think they work. 844-967-2789.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a...
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with a link.
Okay.
Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us and learn more at MDA.org today.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence. We apply what we learn to life, the bills, the job, the family, things we're expected to handle with ease. When life heats up around us, we just try to stay afloat. We let the water boil. Reaching out isn't easy, but you've never been interested in easy. You join because you are not afraid of hard work. You are not a frog. If you or a veteran you know needs support, don't wait until the water boils. Reach out. Find resources at va.gov/reach. That's va.gov/reach. Brought to you by the United States Department of Veterans Affairs and the Ad Council.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Lows around 57 overnight under mainly clear skies, north winds around 5 miles per hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely, daytime highs approaching 88. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 61, partly cloudy skies.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 62.
Big and tall of political talk, the Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Big Monday edition. I got my little buddy right here with me, shiny new studios, downtown Madison, State and Dayton. If you're walking the street, wave at us. I'll give you back a little wave.
A little wave. Hey, got it. Honestly, thanks to all the engineers and everyone that put all this together. I mean, it's been kind of a cluster, as we all know, the last couple of weeks.
The cluster is entirely AT&T's, man.
Yeah, I know, man.
It's not our team. It was AT&T.
But our team, we're here. We're in the new studios, man. So well done, everybody. We appreciate it.
Yes, thank you. To our people, not AT&T. You will be on my list forever. I have AT&T PTSD. A little setback. Dom, you know who might have a little financial setback going on right now?
Well, Scott Walker's making some money, so it's not going to be him.
It's not Wanker for a change. Hmm. He's probably out of the net negative worth category. Probably.
Probably. Well, you know, you never know how he's living, man.
You got to wonder, though, is it possible that U.S. Senator Ron Johnson is broke?
What?
Could Rojo be broke?
Ah, come on. He's one of the wealthiest senators in the country.
But he's taking donor money to repay old debts that he claimed he would never have to repay.
You know the old saying, Crudy, I'd give it all away for just a little bit more.
U.S. Senator Ron Johnson pockets $400,000 from donors.
Oof.
Daniel Bice, Lawrence Andrea at the Journal Sentinel. U.S. Senator Rojo Ron Johnson is paying himself back hundreds of thousands of dollars for loans he made to his prior Senate campaigns, despite claiming he would not seek to recoup the money from donors.
Well, he also said he wouldn't run for another term. I mean, Ron.
Well, this is a little different. I always knew Ron would backslide on his third term promise.
You make one promise and you break it, then you're going to break promises. Now you're known as a promise breaker. Not quite an oath keeper. I mean, in some ways, kind of like an oath keeper, but a promise breaker.
Is that like a tourist? The Oshkosh Republican received $400,000 from his campaign account in early May, according to the latest filings with the Federal Elections Commission. The payments were made in installments, Dom. Two Stormies, 150 each. Two more for 60 and 40,000, all on May 3rd for loans from his successful 2010 and 2016 elections.
Why would they break it all up like that?
You mean into several different payments?
All on May 3rd. I mean, what's the point of that?
Margin call?
Maybe.
Make a bad stock bet? Who knows?
I mean, you know, Truthy Social is not doing as good as they thought it was going to.
In May 2022, the Supreme Court ruled in Ted Cruz v. FEC decision that federal candidates are entitled to use an unlimited amount of cash raised from an election to repay loans they had previously made to their campaign. Now, federal lawmakers had previously placed a $250,000 cap on the amount of money that candidates could raise after the election to repay old campaign loans. Well, Rojo took more than that. So he's just following the fine example of the ever-greasy senator from Texas, Ted Cruz. Because yeah. Ted Cruz created this problem on purpose just so he could create this carve-out and, you know, get himself some more money back. Johnson previously claimed he wouldn't seek to repay the $8.4 million. That's a lot of jingdom and outstanding loans he claimed his campaign owes him for loans in his 2010 and 2016 campaigns. I don't have any expectation to get paid back, Johnson told Business Insider on May 17th when asked about the comment on his financial disclosure form that noted all funds prior to prior campaigns have been deemed loans and suitable for repayment.
Oh, so he booked it as a loan and then said, I don't expect to get paid back. He didn't say he wouldn't pay himself back. He just said he didn't expect to. Well, so it's already, not really a lie.
Dom, if you believe the math, May 17th is after the four payments were made on May 3rd. He had already paid himself back in part, Dom. He's already collecting the dues.
Crudy, in fact, Johnson had begun to recoup some of those loans 2 weeks before he made the remarks to Insider. Crudy, man.
I can do math on the radio.
Baby, according to the latest FEC report. A Johnson advisor, in a statement, told the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on Monday, said the $400,000 payment is primarily against pre-Cruz ruling loans. The senator has little expectation that the full amounts will be repaid.
Well, not $8.4 million. You don't have that many friends.
You'd have to raise that money first. Last week, Johnson sent out multiple emails saying he needed to raise money to pay off old debts. I'll get straight to the point. Even though we won, my campaign had to take on some debt, Johnson wrote in one of these solicitations. I was hoping I could convince you to chip in now to help me pay off this debt.
Didn't Scott Walker have a similar email missive?
Help me pay me back. Help me pay me. Will you help me pay me?
Dom, will you help me pay me back? I think I owe me some money.
I totally owe
me. This radio career has been less than lucrative.
Dude,
so far.
I screwed myself last time. I owe myself a lot of money. And the interest I owe myself, I mean, 100% interest compounded twice daily adds up quickly.
If the donors would just pay you.
I know, man.
So you could pay you. Then you wouldn't have to work so damn hard.
I mean, you really don't even need to be a senator anymore. Wisconsin Democrats noted that Johnson has come under fire in the past after Packer, his plastics fabrication firm that he's since sold, paid him $10 million in deferred compensation shortly after his 2010 campaign. During that race, Johnson had personally loaned $9 million to his campaign to help him defeat Russ Feingold. And now, thanks to Ted Cruz's bogus arguments before the Supreme Court, he's bilking his donors to pay himself back a second time. Joe Osland, spokesman for the state Democratic Party, said, Ron Johnson owes Ted Cruz a thank you note for helping him put together the down payment for his next private jet.
You don't think he's really broke with multiple private jets? He could liquidate if necessary, could he not? I guess they're all in trusts.
Right. He doesn't own them. The latest FEC report from Johnson, who was reelected to a third term last year, shows the state's senior senator raised just over $1.8 million in the first half of 2023 and spent about $2 million, a sum that includes the $400,000 in repayments for old loans. He reported having about $550,000 in cash on hand as of June 30th.
No four-term Rojo.
Most recent financial disclosures filed in May says Johnson's net worth is between $21.3 and $86.2 million, making him among the Senate's most wealthy members. In 2020, he sold all of the ownership stake in Packer. A deal made him between $5 and $25 million. He makes $174,000 a year as a U.S. senator.
I wonder what he does, you know, on his off time. 844. I'm going to answer that question in a bit. 844-967-2789. Let's get to the audience. Steven from Green Bay. Welcome, sir. You're first today.
Hey, Steven.
Yay, I'm first. Nice to talk to you both again. Before I get into what I'm going to say, what happened to Ebone?
He doesn't work here any longer.
Oh, he doesn't. Okay. It's been a while since I've called, so I'm not in the 411 anymore. And your new calling system is beeping at me and chirping at me and everything else. So I have to get used to the new thing here.
We just moved into the new place, man. You can't complain about the carpeting yet.
It's a new squeaky sound you're hearing. That's what it is.
It's squeaky clean.
Oh, okay. It's kind of like a cheese curd, sure.
Yeah, work with us. Work with us, Steven.
So this is what I got to say. The Republican Party has been a wreck, to say the least, for quite a while, and this election is turning into more of an entertainment show than a legitimate election on the Republican side, which I think, based on who's running, that's kind of what we expected. But the Democratic side is actually surprising me, and is turning into a clown show as well a little bit, because you have Joe Biden, the incumbent, who is going to run. And then you have this guy named Robert Kennedy running as a Democrat. But everything I've heard so far, he kind of sounds like the Donald Trump of the Democratic Party. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Very conspiratorial in a number of fashions. Said some anti-Semitic things over the weekend that aren't
Again.
Going to help him out there with the electorate, I suspect. But his old man, Bobby Kennedy, he was a Dem. And, of course, his uncle, JFK, was a Dem, so it seems logical he would run as a Dem. I just don't believe he is a Dem. But there are some people very nervous about both his candidacy and also a third-party candidate, Cornel Lake, who is running as the Green
West.
Party. Cornel West, my bad. Cornel West has a lot of... he's a dynamic guy, and there are a lot of people looking for something other than Dems, red or blue team, and the Green team might be appealing, let's not forget. In the state of Wisconsin, Stephen, I know you're involved in the party. I believe, what was her name? Jill Stein bled about 36,000 votes away from the Democratic Party, one must assume. And Gary Johnson got like 130,000 votes. And of course, Donald Trump only won this state by about 21,000. Now, the only third party effort that I recall last election cycle when it was Joe Biden was Kanye. He was late with his ballot signature, so he didn't make it on the ballot.
Well, he was also working with Trump's crew and the attorneys and all that. So, yeah, Stephen, it's shaping up to be that. What's your thought, man? I mean, do you think there's viability to the West candidate, the Green Party candidates? I mean, this Kennedy seems like a wackadoodle. Where do you stand right now, Stephen?
So to be honest with you, as you know, I am part of the Democratic Party, but I'm only part of the Democratic Party because the way things are set up right now, it's kind of a two-party system.
Yeah.
If it ever got to the point where it was more of a three-party system and a third party could get in and be more viable, depending on what party they end up being, I might actually identify with them more. As far as a party, I'm more of a green party. I'm more environmentalist than anything. But this is what I have to say. The Democratic Party and the Republican Party, one is kind of messing up faster than the other, but they're both not where they should be. And if a third party can get its act together and convince enough people, I think we could have some real real shakeup in the way that elections are run in this country.
Well, here's the problem, Stephen. There is no viable third party at this point. There really is not. It's not the Greens. It's certainly not the Libertarians.
Well, they're the third largest party consistently in the country.
Yeah, 1.5%. That's not getting it done.
DeSantis is in second place.
Wasn't Tommy Thompson's brother, didn't he run as a Libertarian?
No, I don't remember.
Ed Thompson, something like that. 844-967-2789.
I would just say that. Obviously, I voted Libertarian. I emceed the Libertarian State Convention back in 2016. Kurt, you were
I was there.
Yeah. And I got a lot of love for some of the philosophies of the Libertarian Party, you know, individualism, all that fine stuff.
I got less love for telling 1.5% of jokes.
Well, I do appreciate it, though, Kurt. Yeah, you got to have a sense of humor.
We entertained us.
I'm always entertained, man. I have low expectations. Did Gary Johnson, did Jill Stein, did that give the election perhaps to Donald Trump? Well, you ask some of my progressive friends.
Numerically.
They'd probably say, yeah, Dom, it was you and those 130 and the other 30. And
I blame the 36,000 that voted for Jill Stein as well. And I felt like it was a disastrous outcome for the country, obviously, Donald Trump. And I do believe electorally he thread the eye of the needle. I've never said his election was less than legitimate, but we can never go back there. You know what I mean? I don't know if you saw some of the new reporting, Maggie Haberman at the New York Times. Yeah. I mean, autocracy.
But putting the authoritarianism, yeah.
Like, that's their plan. Like, if Trump gets reelected, he's going to pull in, what, the FCC, for example, was one of his proposals. We are regulated. As a radio station, we get our licensure from the FCC. And if we don't honor our community of license and don't do the right things and, you know, put profane materials out there or too much CJ, we could get our license pulled. Or Donald Trump could make it his own personal petty, division of the executive branch?
Vendetta.
And Donald Trump could decide he doesn't like the greatest radio show ever and he's going to take us off the air, take civic media off the air, fail to renew our licensing? Because if it's one man's instrument of personal vendetta and pettiness, and that man happens to be the president of the United States, oh, he can go grab that.
And if that man happens to be Donald Trump, there is an unlimited supply of personal pettiness and vindictiveness.
Well, I've got a little to spare myself.
You guys got that in common.
Come back with us. That and we're taller than you.
With little hands.
My hands are fine. Everybody says I have large hands. Medium at worst. Come back with us. More Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789. Text, call, and be merry.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news, talk, and sports station is Locally Grown Radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Whatever the weather, it will impact you and your plans.
Should I water the garden? Will our event be rained out? Count on your local civic media radio station for in-depth details and the most up-to-date forecast.
Temperatures are rising into the mid and upper 70s under sunny skies.
It's your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local civic media radio station and streaming on the Civic Media app.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup.
Yes, that's awesome.
Starting at 6 AM, Up North News, 8 to 10, The Earl Ingram Show. Mondays, 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show on 540 AM WAUK.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country.
That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows level off around 62 overnight, under mainly clear skies, westerly winds around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 87 tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sun. Partly cloudy tomorrow night, scattered thunderstorms likely, 64. Partly cloudy skies Tuesday, with highs in the upper 80s, chance for scattered thunderstorms Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 66 degrees.
This summer, 540 AM WAUK has a new lineup. Mondays 8 to 9, Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram on 540 AM WAUK. Oh, 1 p.m. The Todd Alba Show on Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX.
60% of the time, they're right every time. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Thank you for listening. You can join this fine program. Give us a call, 844-967-2789, or download the Civic Media super cool app. You can text and call directly from the app.
Dominic, I can see the world walking by the shiny new Mad Radio Solidarity Realty Studio, State and Dayton Street, right here downtown Madison. It's been forever coming, but we're here today. We're in the same room. We're having a good time. And I want to talk about something, Dom. You know, once upon a time, I used to be a golfer. I love the sport of golf. And I gave it all up, really, for radio work with you. Do you remember that,
I know,
that you first program director? I was wearing, like, a golf pullover when we signed up to do this little novel show, this bright idea we had. We'd do a little talking on the radio. And
so said, 1 hour a Saturday show?
Well, yeah, until golf season starts. And then I'm going to lose you to the golf course because I was wearing a PGA pullover. Well, you know who shares my affinity for golf?
Who's that, Michael?
Donald Trump. And U.S. Senator Ron Johnson. The only difference between me and, let's say, Trump and Rojo, are I gave up the sport so I could, you know, keep up with the political headlines. And those boys, they're still big fans. And the difference between them and I, let's just say, is the Saudis. I don't think there should have been a merger between the LIV Golf, and that's not an important topic most days, except for what it represents. The LIV Golf is what? The Saudi Royal Fund.
Yes.
Funding golf at the highest levels. And occasionally the murder of U.S. journalists like Khashoggi. And some...
By Bonesaw, the leader of the Saudis had Khashoggi
murdered. And then cut apart and
never found again. Yeah,
yes, no, something yes. like
yeah,
that.
Yeah. So, but he's investing that money from the oil crude, so in golf. So how bad can it be?
Here's a headline. You found this one originally, Dom. Ron Johnson. I have the deepest sympathy for the 9/11 families. But
oh man. Why does there gotta be a but? Just period.
Here's how this article begins at the New Republic. Wisconsin Republican Senator Ron Johnson understands that 9/11 was not great and that it's not awesome that Saudi Arabia killed an American resident and journalist. But dang it, he just loves golf too much to not give Saudi Arabia at least a little slack.
I mean, what are you going to do, the world we live in these days?
So this, actually, we're going to play out some sound. He appeared on the Squawk Box. Ron Johnson, CNBC, and he made this statement. We're going to play it for you. Aaron Zommers, our fine producer, if you could just play it for the people.
Do you have an issue with Saudi money being used to have either a partnership or an ownership of the PGA Tour? Do you have a problem with that?
Well, listen, I have the deepest sympathy for the 9/11 families. I understand the issue of sports washing. I don't think there's not enough billions of dollars for the Saudis to wash away the stain of the brutal Khashoggi murder. But the reality is, we all buy oil. We use, we drive cars. We are the ones that are filling up the coffers of the public investment fund. I would rather have the Saudis invest their oil wealth in the U.S. as opposed to China or Russia. That's just the reality of the world. And again, I'm a lover of the game of golf. I love watching golf. I want to see the best golfers in the world compete against each other and not be split into different leagues and pretty well destroy the competition at the highest level.
Do you have an issue with Saudi money?
Well, if it's about your watching of your beloved golf.
I mean,
why can't we give the Saudis a break, Dom? I want to see golf at the highest level on Sundays. I want to see some championship golf. I don't want to see that diluted by two different leagues.
Oh, I know.
I mean, what, are we back in the USFL days? Whatever happened to the USFL? Oh, yeah.
Donald Trump bankrupted it.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, I mean,
come on. And listen, if you are truly, if you truly feel for the 9/11 parties, 9/11 families, I don't think it comes off like that. He had to throw all the things out there. Well, I really feel bad about the 9/11 families. And yeah, I get the whole thing about sports washing. Not billions of dollars to wash the Khashoggi blood off their hands. Well, apparently there is. Apparently there is. And Ron Johnson, the senior senator, the great state of Wisconsin, he is down. Also tweeted out on this topic, Senator Ron Johnson on CNBC about the Saudi investment in pro golf, quote, "They've got $600 or $700 billion. Do we want them to just burn the money?" this is Ron Johnson. So I think it continues the trend of these Republicans embracing these totalitarian regimes. Yeah, we buy oil. Lots of people buy oil from the Saudis. The oil I get it from Texas. I get U.S. made gas. That's what I do. I mean, come on, Ron Johnson. Do we have what is our obligation to the citizens of this country? Oh yeah, I really feel bad about the 9/11. Well, yeah, that was the Saudis. That was a lot of Saudis there.
But what you're not making accounting for?
Oh, he likes golf.
Well, he very much likes watching golf. Yes. Not a diluted form of your preferred golf, but also LIV Golf has a partnership with Donald Trump. They pay as much as $50 million a year to host their championship at Donald Trump's National Doral Golf Club.
I mean, the ways the money launder is just unbelievable.
That kind of money is top of mind for Johnson, who wonders what we would want Saudi Arabia to do with all that cash instead, if not buying out teams and leagues right and left in a massive, let's call it a sports washing campaign.
I don't know. Maybe you could take
Sounds
that money.
Sounds better than money laundering.
Maybe you could take that. It is money laundering, man.
Yes, it is. Yes,
I was going to lay that out for you. Take those billions of dollars and, I don't know, compensate the citizens of America whose families were killed by the terrorist attack on 9/11. Now, there's one thing we could do. You don't want them to burn it. You don't have to burn it. You could, compensate people for the terror you inflicted upon them. You could compensate Khashoggi's wife. You could, let women drive in your country. You could do all sorts of things.
Think of it like repaying yourself with donor money like you've done recently, Senator Johnson.
Right. I mean, there's lots of things you could do with several hundred billion dollars.
844-967-2789. You can call us. Doesn't cost you anything. Bill from South Milwaukee sneaking the end here before the top.
Hey, Bill.
What do you got for us, Bill?
Hey, well, thanks for slipping me in there. Two things. Number one, you were recalling Scott Walker's run for president and him with the pickets, the protest signs in Iowa.
Yes.
I preferred, there was a picture I saw of him. He made an appearance in Philadelphia, and somebody had a sign right up next to him that says, "Scott Walker sniffs his own poop."
There were people that followed Scott Walker to counter-protest his presidential campaign all the way to England. We had a nice couple on our show.
Well, the other thing I mentioned, Ed Thompson did indeed run the Libertarian candidate for governor in 2002 against Jim Doyle and Scott McCallum.
And it was one of the most successful campaigns by a Libertarian ever, but I think it was, the old man's, his brother's, Tommy. They thought they were voting for Tommy. Come back. I hope you realize you're listening to the Devil's Advocates. This is no longer bad.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go.
I just can't.
I didn't think I'd survive.
But I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there.
Covenant House helped me break the cycle of homelessness in my family. They gave me the love that I needed.
Over 2,000 young people will sleep safely in a Covenant House bed tonight. When youth who are experiencing homelessness have a hot meal, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love, they can overcome heartbreaking challenges and have a brighter future.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding. I'm a speaker, I'm an author. Covenant House really helped me and really helped mold me into the woman I am today.
If you or someone you love is asking for help, go to
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.